You have questions about Connecticut personal injury law? Then you've found your podcast. Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean keeps it real. Straight talk, live from Glastonbury, Connecticut. This is Ryan McKean.
Hi, it's Ryan McKean, and today I'm here. I'm so excited for this. I'm here with Aaron Spalding from Achilles International Connecticut Chapter. Now, Aaron is amazing, and Achilles is an organization near and dear to my heart because it really helps people get out there and be active and live a life when they may not otherwise have access to. They may have a disability, they may have suffered an injury of some sort, or they may just need a guide because maybe they are visually impaired. And Achilles International, if you go to any race in Connecticut, you will see them out there really helping people live their dreams. And I just think it's such an empowering message, Aaron, and you're such an empowering organization. I'm so excited to have you on and to share you with our audience and our clients. So thank you for being here, Aaron.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Ryan. And I am happy to talk about Achilles. It's one of my favorite topics. I am the chapter president after all.
And you are the founding. You are the reason Achilles exists in Connecticut. And can you tell us about how you came to bringing Achilles into existence and what it is, what it does, how people can contact you?
Yeah, sure. So I can speak from personal experience when about 11 years ago now, I had a very freak, unexpected work accident that literally turned my life upside down. I sustained a traumatic brain injury, neck injury, shoulder injury that literally, flipped my world upside down. Prior, like the day before, I had gone for a training run. I was training for a half marathon. I was doing triathlons, half marathons, and 5Ks, 10Ks, very active. And all of a sudden I'm in the hospital and I, literally didn't know what hit me. And so, needless to say, the races I had signed up for, I could not participate. And it was a humbling experience just to, all of a sudden be so physically active in such great shape. And then to literally not being able to coordinate my own walking and so many things I had to relearn. And so I did that with the support of a lot of people. I did my rehab. I was inpatient for about 5 weeks and then transitioned to outpatient rehab at Gaylord here in Connecticut. And really credit them for helping me to kind of come out of that dark place where, I was struggling. I had been, focusing on my fitness and all my goals. And then, I couldn't even stand on one leg. And someone there at Gaylord was familiar with Achilles and handed me a brochure and said, this is an organization that is going to help you get back into the game and help you feel like you again. And at first I didn't believe it. I think I threw the brochure out. Because it really, for me, was a struggle to, kind of accept, where I was, the new version of me, where I was fighting. I wanted the old version of me. I wanted just to be able to lace up my sneakers or hop on my bike and just go out and do things as I had. So it was a big process. And, eventually, I'm a little Irish and stubborn. Also, as but eventually I got out of my own way and I signed up for Achilles and started meeting people. And I went into Central Park where they held their, this was in June of 2012. So like 2 years after my accident. And I went down to their signature race, the Hope and Possibility, and just kind of walking in, and literally I was holding onto a walker that Gaylord gave me for balance. Right. And, I'm now seeing people who look like me, other people using walkers, a community where I instantly felt support and acceptance. And that was a huge piece to, in my own journey, to say, oh yeah, my therapist at Gaylord was right. This is going to help me get back in the game. And I did that race, you know, kind of walking, half running, walking, holding on for dear life to this walker for my balance, and had two guides who were on either side of me who made sure I didn't fall or get bumped or anything like that, that I could safely participate. And crossing that finish line was, you know, we all have those. If you cross the finish line before, you have that feeling of, you know, just euphoria. You're grateful you're done, but then you're also, you know, just like that moment where you've accomplished something sometimes bigger than you. And me coming back from 2 years, learning how to walk, learning how to do a lot of things again, to this day, it gives me goosebumps. And one of the proudest moments of my life. So I got hooked, you know, and I realized, hey, it's okay. I can do this. I can do it a little differently. It's not what I thought I was going to do, but I can do it. And I got into more races, doing more things with Achilles. At the time, the chapter here in Connecticut was a little on hiatus. It actually had been started, as I learned, in Gaylord in the late 80s. And they handed me a couple names and said, well, here's like six people besides you in Connecticut. Why don't you kind of revitalize the chapter? Why don't you kind of start, you know, getting organized and maybe meeting somewhere for a workout together? And that's what we did. And that was a year later in 2013. And I think that's how we first met you, was we came to one of the Glastonbury River Runners races in Glastonbury. And I believe that's where we met, in Riverfront Park, me and just a handful of Achilles athletes and volunteers.
Wow. I don't think I knew that was your story. And yes, that is where we met. I mean, Riverfront Park is beautiful, and the River Runners do, I mean, just such a fantastic right. race. And I always just feel like that weekend in November is like perfect running weather. It's cool, but not too cold. Right. And it's crisp, and it's beautiful. And you have a race that really helps and gives back to the community. So that's near and dear to my heart. And I didn't know that was your first event. And wow. Yep.
Right.
Now, so Aaron, so what, now you, what, who can use Achilles, or who is Achilles for? Who can you help?
Good question. You know, I think it's for, Achilles really is for anyone that has something. Right? We always kind of say that everyone has a story. Everyone has had something, whether it's hopefully not like me, where you've sustained, you know, a traumatic brain injury. You know, I was an athlete all my life, and I used Achilles to figure out how to still do the things that made me feel like me. So Achilles is for those people. Maybe they've had an accident, been in a car accident. I apologize for the dog in the background. you know, maybe they've been diagnosed with something, you know, that now they've had to adapt, or been diagnosed with something that the doctor's like, you know what, you really need to start exercising, you know, to whether lose weight or just get your health back. It can be for people who were born with something, right? We see everything from spina bifida, cerebral palsy, you know, Down syndrome, autism. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's for any age. We have our youngest athlete is, you know, in his teens up to, I think our oldest is 82 and is still hand cycling. You know, it's really that place where, again, you can find a community of like-minded people who just want to be active and connected and supported.
And what does Achilles do for these athletes?
So a lot of people think, by the way, Ryan, that if you join Achilles, you have to run a marathon. That is a myth. I'm going to debunk that right here. If you just want to go for a walk in your neighborhood, and maybe because of your visual impairment or your, you know, mobility impairment, whatever it is, right? you cannot safely do that alone. We can pair you with a volunteer who lives near you and go for a walk in your neighborhood, in a local park, at a high school track. And, you know, that's kind of the, you know, just getting connected and being able to move and exercise as independently as possible, right? And then there's, you know, the division of people who are competitive and they want to challenge themselves differently. You know, people like me who, you know, I eventually did that half marathon I was training for the day of my accident. It took me 3 years, but I did that half marathon with Achilles safely. We have people who do marathons, ultra marathons, Ironman. We have had an athlete, a couple athletes from the chapter who've gone to the Paralympics. Amy Dixon is one of them who just competed in Tokyo. So there is truly something for everyone, no matter what fitness level, whatever ability, age, background, we are kind of that niche for you. Yeah.
How does Achilles support these athletes? I mean, is it like, do you pay for like race entry fees or is there equipment or guides? Like what, like if somebody is out there and they're listening to this or seeing this and they want to join Achilles, like, and I guess, I mean, the community is like, that's gotta be reason number one to join it. But do you offer any sort of other supports?
Yes, we do. Kind of all the above, right? So we, as a nonprofit, we fundraise so that cost is not a barrier for our members to participate. You know, whether it's somebody who's, you know, out of work because of an accident or an illness, or they're, you know, totally disabled. We do not want the sport of running to be cost prohibitive. So the money that we raise through grants, through fundraisers, through individual donors, corporate sponsors, et cetera, that covers race entry fees, which can be expensive, you know, for those athletes who choose to be competitive. If they don't have any equipment, say a hand cycle or a racing wheelchair, and they don't have their own funds to do so, we can help with that as well. Travel expenses, you know, for those athletes who are going out of state. We've got an athlete doing the Boston Marathon on Monday. You know, we cover his race fee, we cover his hotel, any transportation, things like that. We're kind of the behind the scenes, you know, operations so that he can just focus on, you know, doing the Boston Marathon in a hand cycle, as an example. And so, you know, all of that. And we partner with great, great organizations across Connecticut. I'm going to rattle off a few like Fleet Feet Sports in West Hartford, Sound Runner. If our athletes need shoes or honestly, sometimes one shoe, if they're an amputee, these businesses work with us and, you know, provide either no cost or low cost equipment for our athletes. So it's such a great community, not just the running community, but the adaptive sports community here in the state. And so that is what we do with, as examples of what we do with our fundraising and how we support our athletes.
It is remarkable work, Erin, and having known you, I guess almost for 10 years at this point, it has been the amount of lives that you have touched. And I feel like you are like the, I don't know, wind beneath my wings sounds cheesy, but I guess I have no other sort of phrase for it. You are the wind underneath so many people's wings, and really giving them hope. And because again, I'm a former runner and it is so empowering. And I was always a runner who would get emotional at the starting line, mm-hmm. because it's like, here I am. I'm here. Like I am doing this. And when I think of Achilles, I think you get them to the starting line. Yeah. And I think I would cry at the beginning of marathons, not at the end. The end, I didn't have any sweat from my teeth. I didn't have any tears left. At the beginning, I cried because it's this yeah. powerful moment of audacity. And that's true of every race. I mean, whether it's a 5K or a half marathon or marathon or Iron, I can't even imagine what Ironman's like, but all of these things. And I just think you know, for anybody out there who's listening, we're going to, wherever you see this, you know, we're going to drop links to donate to Achilles International. You know, if you go to any races in Connecticut and they're there, you know, stop by their tent. Aaron is nice. She's a very nice person. And you know, see if you can't volunteer or get involved, or, you know, check out their Facebook page for fundraisers. I can't say enough good things. And you know, amount of lives that you have touched through your work and your story, Aaron, I'm just really grateful to know you.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate everything that you also personally do. Will shout out to Ryan. Ryan for years has been our general counsel pro bono. So whenever, you know, something happens, and not saying what, but, you know, hey, Ryan, can you read this waiver for me? Does this sound all right? Or, hey, Ryan, this happened at this training run. What do I do? So Ryan is always at the ready with a great, great legal advice. So thank you, Ryan.
Well, thank you, Aaron. So I'm gonna post links to Achilles, to fundraisers, wherever you see them. And you know, and I can't wait to see you in hopefully you in a few weeks here in Glastonbury at the Race to Fill the Pantry.
Yeah, thank you. And that's, you know, as I mentioned before, that was our very first race that we did as a very tiny group of Achilles. And flash forward now to 2021, even through the pandemic, we still have now actively over 80 athletes with disabilities and medical conditions from all corners of Connecticut. And close to, I'm going to say, over 250 volunteers, again, of all speeds, all abilities. You know, I can walk with an athlete. I can run a 6-minute mile, swear to God. We need everyone, as Ryan said. And, you know, it is a family, it is a community, and not everyone is active right now in the pandemic. But I can tell you, we will be bringing a small group back, and we close out our season. That is now our tradition in Riverfront Park at the Connecticut Trail Farm Race to Fill the Pantry. We appreciate the support. But it's a race. I've already got people asking me when we're sending out registration. We're an official charity of the Hartford Marathon, and that is on Saturday. So I keep telling them, can you give me till Sunday? Or maybe Monday. I'll take a day off. How's that? Fair?
But we will see
you there. We are excited for that. To see you. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Aaron. It's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Ryan.
You've been listening to Connecticut personal injury attorney Ryan McKean, giving you straight talk and answering your questions about Connecticut personal injury law. It's serious stuff. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan McKean, on Facebook at CT Trial Firm, on LinkedIn at Ryan McKean, and on Instagram at CT Injury Lawyer. Till next time.